This first prayer request is for John Stotts. He's 92 years old. He's from Burns Flat. He's a veteran, but he has been placed on hospice. So we want to remember him during this time and, of course, his family. And then we want to pray for David McGee. He's manager at United Supermarket, and he's been out with COVID for several days. I know I talked to him one day last week, and he wasn't feeling well that day, just thinking it was sinus and stuff. But then he found out on Friday, I believe, that he had COVID, so he's been out since then. And then we want to pray for Olivia Lucas, who had to be taken to ER yesterday. Olivia's about 21 years old. I'm not sure what's going on, but something serious enough that she went to the ER in Cheyenne. And then heavy on my heart today is just all of those who have COVID or are caring for those with COVID. And like our schools and our teachers, we're out. We've been dismissed from school again here in Elk City. Ball games have been canceled. I saw a message from one of my cousins this morning, a cruise that they had scheduled going to Hawaii. That's been canceled. So we're back to some serious situations health-wise. But let's remember our teachers and our students for sure and all of those that are dealing with COVID right now.
Yeah, my son in Maryland, they were shut down last week and went virtual. And at least there's an alternative. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've... Father God, some of the things that and how you move and try to get our attention and surprise us all. But we do lift up these prayer requests, and Father, especially John Stotts, who's been placed on hospice. Father God, we just ask that I pray for his salvation. I pray that he would know you absolutely and be convinced, Father God, that you are real. I pray that you would take him by his hand and he would accept you and know you, Lord, and receive you in his heart. Lord, I pray that all doubts and all unbelief be bound and gagged in silence, and that he would hear the truth and the truth would set him free. Father, we thank you for your mercy upon John. And Lord, we pray for David McGee and all these people dealing with COVID, Olivia Lucas and all the teachers and students. Father, it's just such a test. It's a fiery test, Lord, as whether or not we will say, oh, Lord, you've got my attention. And Father, I pray for each one of these people that if they do not know you, if they have not met you as their Lord and Savior, I pray that they would make a profession of faith and bow their knee and humbly submit themselves to you in the middle of their sickness. And Father, that they would draw near to the throne of God. They would receive salvation in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I pray that whoever knows them, visits them, brings food to them, or ministers to them in any way, I pray that they would ask them if they are born again. And I pray that many would be saved during this COVID events. And Lord, we just know that if the doctors and nurses are stretched beyond belief, we lift them up to you as well. And all the hospitals across this nation and globe, Father God, that you would give them strength and courage in the midst of this virus. Father God, we just thank you for divine protection and a shield round about them, Lord, that the fire of God would put a hedge of protection and burn up all the virus that remains, and that there would nothing would remain. And, Lord, it would mutate itself out of existence. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we praise your holy name, and we stand in awe of you, that the fire of your testing is very real. And, Lord, we humble ourselves today, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We're desperate for rain as well. We desperately need it. And Lord, to soak our land and soak our wheat, and the cows are even dry, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you would soak our land with your presence. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. I do want to thank our sponsors. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Joshua's Crossing Ministries right here in the Promise Center is our Facebook sponsor today. Continue to lift Les up during this time and this loss with Miss Donna. And I know there's people that we had a guy come by yesterday looking for a counselor. So there are people who need Christian counseling, but just continue to lift Les up during this time. Prophetic Voice Ministry, 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, has Sunday school at 9:30 Sunday morning, church at 11, church again at 6. And then I was talking to Penny, one of the members there yesterday. I was talking to her yesterday, and they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday night over at the Prophetic Voice Ministries Church. And then they have a church service on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So there's some options for a church if you don't have one at this time that you're going to. We'll plan on going by there and check that out. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
New year, new ride, right here at Barrison Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Barrison difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarrisonFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through 4 credit financing, 0% APR for 60 months, to 1667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
They have to put those disclaimers in there, but we can't understand one word they're saying. I think they talk it out, and then they just speed the speed up so that they can get it all in there in their 30 seconds. This is the Hour of Power. I'm Neva Pyatt. Miss Monica's running the iPad. Karen Johnson bringing us a great lesson on the awe of God and how important it is to get in tune with God.
Yes.
And suck up that awe. It's there. Yeah. It's there for us.
Yeah.
Free. We just got to take it free.
Price has been paid.
Right.
I mean, I think we even forget that. You know, it talks about apathy being the enemy. And, of course, the Antichrist spirit is definitely the enemy. But I've only, in all honesty, you ought to challenge yourself and ask you, when was the last time you felt the fire of God when somebody preached the word of God? Did you feel the fire from the purity of the word in your heart? Because that's what happened to those early people. I mean, they were ablaze because, of course, they were in his presence and they were witnesses. But also, the Holy Spirit is why he gave us the witness of him and truth. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so easy to forget that the Holy Spirit will teach you all truth and counsel and comfort. And there's so many things the Holy Spirit does, and we just kind of blow him off. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people do. I don't know how many. I haven't been around too many people lately that are talking about what the Holy Spirit showed them. You know what I'm saying? You know, what revelation they got from the Word of God. When we come together, we should be exchanging all types of nuggets and revelation or a new song he put on our heart. I mean, we should be experiencing life because that's what brings unity, mm-hmm. is the Holy Spirit's love and goodness. So he's even given us that, and we still can't get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, I wonder what in the world he thinks. Of course, he already knows, but it's just the power of our flesh is just so disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But there's so much different types of burnings and revelations that he sends our way. But God does answer by fire because he is God. Mm-hmm. And it's not a fire that will burn you up, but it will if you let it, it will certainly change you and transform you, because that's what happened to the early apostles. The type of heaven fire that is unquenchable, all-consuming, spiritually felt and seen. The kind of fire that refines as it consumes. It illuminates, warms, and protects from the vicious beasts in the night. It makes you pliable and full of energy. The heaven fire will never lack for tinder or fuel, because we are the kindling. He wants to burn up that flesh. We are the brushwood. We are fanned by the flames, not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord. Stirred to the front, confront the spirit of stupor and anti-anointing, just as Paul's spirit was provoked within him in Acts 17:16. His spirit was grieved and aroused to anger at the idols that had been taken over Athens. So for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God.
Now, you were using the word kindling there, and yeah. I was just thinking about building a fire in the fireplace, and you have to start with that small kindling, or you have a really hard time getting the fire going. Yeah. And I've built a lot of fires recently in the fireplace since Joe has not been feeling very well, so almost every night that's up to me. And if you don't have that little small kindling and catch it on fire so that it goes up and catches the rest of the bigger logs, then you got trouble. And so we, like you said, we've got to be the kindling. And if we're not going to be the kindling, then it's going to be hard to share and to preach and to see that fire.
Well, just think about all the revivals, all the things that throughout history, that's how it started off, with maybe two or three intercessors, you know, building that flame and watching it grow and stirring in their hearts so that they could go and tell and express and take the embers to other people. I mean, it's a very real thing. That's a good illustration, Eva. And so God wants us not to waste the time that we're here on earth. We've got so much time left, and I think the older you get, you kind of look at that saying, where am I, God? Am I like silver? Am I like gold? Or am I getting closer? How much more of me needs to die?
Well, and, you know, Karen, all the things that we're surrounded with now, oh, my goodness. I told you when we were off air a while ago, we had our final little Christmas thing last Saturday, and the kids were talking about different ways that they watch their TV through Paramount, through, I don't know, Hulu and that kind of stuff. And so one of the kids said, well, I can't get Yellowstone on that. And I said, watched a little bit of Yellowstone one time, not knowing. And then all of a sudden, like the first, maybe the first 5 minutes of it or something was good. And then it got into this horrible language. I mean, every sentence was accentuated with foul words. And so one of the kids said, well, in this day and age, you can't get away from that. And I'm like, I can.
Yeah.
But you look at the commercials and they're talking about HIV issues, and the commercial has two men kissing on there or two women kissing on there. We're surrounded by all that kind of junk because the enemy wants to wear us down and make us numb to all of those things. And if we don't stay in the Word and stay purified, we're going to be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. And it is not easy, because the enemy is there constantly.
Yeah, the barometer has gone up on the level of breaking, not being obedient to the ways of God and the laws of God, of to keep yourself holy and righteous. I mean, it's definitely, the eye gate needs to be protected, and so does the ear gate. And I think we need to challenge people saying, you know, there's